Did you see it?
What are we talking about today?
How do you feel about having heard of transpermia or panspermia that we got here from an asteroid that brought in
our DNA? Like life?
Yeah, life.
I mean, it's a good idea. I just don't think that we really know for sure what could have sparked it, you know? And that's, you know, that's just the idea of a theory, really.
Yes.
I mean, what do you think about it?
I don't know. I've always liked that theory. Because, first off, I've never believed that we evolved from a fucking monkey.
That theory is hard. It's pretty far fetched.
This is me, yeah.
Especially since they haven't found the missing link at all. Like, you know, every time they find another one closer and closer and closer, they're still missing.
That's true. And they found a bunch of crazy sized ones. You know, they found. Remember, they got them finding the little one.
Yeah.
Homo florensis. Yeah. He was like the Hobbit, like 3 feet tall.
Right.
And I mean, that dude's a Hobbit. That's like a literal hobbit that they tell us is like a myth. We only hear about those in fairy tales, but you saw that thing.
What I don't get, too, is like lately I've been hearing, too, that we share DNA with every single plant and animal on this fucking planet.
Oh, shit, yeah, I hear.
So how do they even know where the missing link could or possibly be or not, you know?
I feel like I have been hearing that, too.
Yeah, it's like.
Even with some, like, inanimate fucking fruits and shit, like
and vegetables. We share DNA with pigs more than monkeys.
Well, that's freaking freaks me out, first off, like. Why?
Yeah. And like the junk DNA too. What's that junk DNA?
And how much? And how is that what they're telling us is the little bits?
Yeah.
That we're related to other fucking shit?
Right. That must be what everyone's talking about lately about the new earth energy, new frequencies. Because like we were talking about on one of our shows about frequency and stuff. Yeah, like if everything is frequency, then all you have to do is what? Match your frequency to what?
To what, right?
Yeah, like higher frequencies.
And what would happen? What starts happening to your DNA when you do that?
Yeah. And like these guys that meditate and stuff like that, they I feel like they know more about stuff than like, you know.
Than even a scientist who.
Yeah, because they're disciplining their mind to like tap into those abilities. And they can do things that, frankly, nobody can, like, measure.
Or even dream of.
Or dream of. Like, they can't measure it through science. They can't explain it through science.
Yep. And we're only just now starting to get into that, you know. I feel like eventually science will. Eventually we're going to get a camera that is going to straight up show ghosts, you know. There's going to be a filter on Snapchat that's going to be... The legit, like, this is the frequency field, whatever, that sees ghosts.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
And then they'll be like, oh yeah, ghosts are real, and they've been here the whole fucking time, just technology wasn't there yet.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Like, maybe that's the whole part of, like, maybe at one point there was a species out there that had 100% DNA activation, or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
And they were just so godlike. That they didn't need to be in this realm or whatever. So they just fucking poof.
They left immediately. They're just like, whoop.
Yeah.
Or they left.
And maybe they do influence part of this. Maybe that's what we call gods. You know, they're just higher dimensional beings that have more of their DNA activated.
And when you say they left, like, they left where?
They can just go wherever the hell they want, and they don't have to be here anymore.
But I mean, here as in this planet, this galaxy, this universe, or what? Or this dimension?
Dimension, realm, whatever you want to call it.
All of it?
Yeah, all of it. Like, who's to say that they're even in this? Maybe their dimensions are influenced by our dimensions and vice versa. Who knows?
Man.
Could be anything.
I guess I never thought about that.
Yeah, because each
influence.
Yeah, each one is a different frequency. Think about it. There's, like, so much spectrum of light that we can actually see compared to how much else is out there that we can't see or even like fathom.
Man, I wonder how close we all are, like how close the layers are, the dimensions and everything.
Yeah,
And the whole space being so far is part of the illusion.
Right.
We always hear that we're one people, you know.
Yeah.
And what if it's like that too? Like, the next dimension is literally just like, it's right here.
It's like, yeah.
It's touchable. You don't got to travel a million miles away.
No, we're literally like living in it, but it's not like, we can't access it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm.
we're so lower dimensional, lower frequency.
For reals. And we're never that far apart from any of these beings and these experiences.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real stuff, though, because who knows? You know, anything metaphysical can't be measured, so nobody can totally dismiss what other people have in their own heart, in their own mind, you know?
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
For real.
Especially the mind. The heart, for sure.
And the heart's a metaphor, you know, because your literal heart, it is the center of your body, and it does pump, you know, the blood throughout your system. So, but, like, the metaphor is also, that's where the love comes from. You know?
The heart?
Yeah.
The metaphor comes from the heart.
Yeah, when you're saying, like, oh, it comes from the heart,
mm.
when really you're thinking with your head, but you're acting with your emotions. Which is love, I think.
It's love.
Yeah. Like, pure love is just, like, I don't know, it's everywhere, but I think we just have a hard time finding it.
That's for sure.
Maybe because we're searching for it. Because when you stop searching, that's when you find it.
Do you think it's always... Do you think you have to search, though? Or is true love right where you're born? Because, like, if you wouldn't have moved out here...
Yeah.
Same thing with me, if I wouldn't have moved out here...
Yeah, that's true.
Would have never met my significant other.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. No, like, I don't know. I just stopped looking after a while. I was just like, whatever. I'm over it. And then that's when we met.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah, that's when my girl and I met.
Wow. When I stopped looking for it is when I started drinking, and that's when, like, I led to my multiple arrests.
Mm.
That was when, like, the lowest part of my life was when I was, like, fuck, trying to, like, find a significant other.
Yeah.
I just started. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, you guys just met, and then you're having issues?
Or... No, I mean, I was already up here for a couple of years, you know, before I met Jolie.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I mean, you know, like.
You're already getting into some trouble.
Oh,
and...
Yeah.
No, I got into trouble by myself, and it was after I... got myself clean is when I found my girl. I don't know. I think it just depends, really. Like, it just happens when you're not looking. Like, you weren't looking at all, were you?
No, that's when I started doing, like, a complete opposite. Like, yeah. I just started drinking more, and, like, I stopped actively trying to find, like, a significant other, like, somebody real, and not just, you know, like, a fuck buddy, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
And I just, like, did the... It was, like, the worst time of my life, dude, before I met Jolie. Yeah.
No, I got you. Like... Crazy. My addiction led me to just, like, sitting alone by myself and not even going out to meet anybody or even trying at all. So I just sat at home and did, you know, got high and whatever. But
yeah.
Addiction's a rough thing, man. That definitely brings you down, like, lower frequencies type stuff.
I spent a lot of time drinking alone. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's... Like, the hardest part is, like, when you're alone and, like, nobody understands, though. Like, it feels like nobody understands. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and really it was that I was hiding it from a lot of people, too. And if they would have knew, they definitely would have helped.
Right?
But I hid it.
See, and, like, I wasn't, like, I hid it from, like, my parents and shit, you know? But, like, my brother and my friends that I lived with, they all knew that I was doing it. I didn't hide it from them. You know, but, and I could have done better. I should have did better for them because they helped me out as much as I could as far as, like, rent and all that shit.
Okay.
I tried my hardest to give them as much money as I could, but, yeah. My addiction definitely blindsided me from, like, them helping me out and shit.
It's
like,
I know, that's freaking rough.
But then when I did, like, admit it to my dad, he didn't know what to do, so he kind of, like, freaked out. Which is understandable, but...
Yeah, that's rough.
It is.
Yeah. I don't know what to do in there.
Nope. nobody knew what to do. And luckily, my sister was, like, she didn't, she called on a wellness check for me, and, like, the cops showed up. But I was already going to jail. Like, there, and she's like, I didn't mean to get you in trouble. It's like, you didn't get me in trouble. Man. I was already going to jail. You just, you were checking up on me. Like, honestly. Right. It's hard to be mad at you for that.
For sure. Dang, that, yeah, that shit's rough.
That's one thing I went into the, with the mindset of wanting to quit. Like, I wanted to get out of it, and I didn't know how, and I was like, I just need to get away for a couple of years, and
okay.
Unfortunately, I had to go to prison for it. But at least the whole time, my mindset was like, I want to change, I want to do better, and through that whole process of prison, and doing my time, and, like, getting out early as much as I could, and, like, that whole, my whole mind frame was wanting to do better. I think most people don't have that.
Yeah, they might be too far, you know, in their addiction.
Yeah, exactly.
To want to be like, all right, it's time to clean up.
Well, yeah, it doesn't seem like they have anybody to care for them either, too, you know.
That's true. That is one side of it.
Like it sucks because, like, when people get, like, my dad, he got mad at me. Like, it's not his fault he got mad. It was just, he didn't know how to handle it, but I didn't take it as, like, oh, you don't love me. I just took it as, like, well, he doesn't know what to do either, so. Instead of fighting with my parents and fighting with my brother and sister, like, we had arguments about it, shit.
Mm.
And they're like, you need to fucking clean up your act and shit. And, like, I'm like, that's not helping, you know? Like, none of this is fucking helping.
And it's not that easy.
No.
And I would imagine.
No, it's not.
It
was either, like, I had to go, I should have went to fucking, like, rehab or whatever, treatment, before I even went to prison, but, I don't know, I just started selling it. I got in trouble for it, so, whatever.
You did it the hard way.
Yeah, I did. But, I did my time, though, and I did.
The hard way, for sure. Yeah. Did it all in one go. Had to quit, and also had to fucking get, you know, fucking locked up and get it all over with.
Right. It is what it is, though, you know? Can't totally fucking say that it was pointless, because it did help me to get sober.
Yep. For sure.
So sobriety is hard. It's not easy, but
it is not. It's not easy.
It's a fucking life challenge, for sure.
I definitely couldn't be a freaking, like, straight edge dude.
No.
I couldn't do it.
Like, smoking weed is one thing that's, you know, I think it's a natural plant, so it's not, like, shrooms and weed are the only two things anybody should ever do. Maybe some DMT, some real DMT, I don't know about.
Yeah, synthetic. Yeah, yeah. No synthetic stuff.
Like,
go find a toad.
Yeah. Go to South America.
Don't forget your...
Do it the right way.
Don't forget your bug spray.
Yeah, and stay there for a couple weeks, because, like, the experience is more than one time, is what I heard. Because, like, most people that go down there and do it once, they do it, that's the worst way to do it, because you shit yourself and you expel all your toxins.
Mm.
That's the first thing that people, like, that's why they don't go do it.
Ooh, I see.
Because they're like, I don't want to go shit myself. Like, I get it. I wouldn't want to do it either, but you have to do it for more than
once.
You have to do it more than once. That's the whole thing about DMT. You can't, you have to detoxify, then you can start understanding
the purpose of it. That makes sense, damn. Yeah. Bloody hell, it's so crazy that it's that, you know, it takes that amount from you, you know?
Like, maybe you could do it to where you detoxify yourself first, but how are you going to do that? Because all the food we eat is processed. You'd have to completely cut out processed foods and eat nothing but vegetables and fruits, like, organic shit, for, like, months, dude, before you can actually do that shit without probably shitting yourself and puking.
Well, or maybe just embrace the shit.
Yeah.
Some diapers or something. Or a nice kilt, perhaps. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they, like, set you up, because they know the shit's going to happen. Like, there's a way to do it to where it's, like, it's medicinal, you know. And they know how to do it, the doctors down there.
Yeah.
There's
some crazy shit to happen.
It would definitely be an experience.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Like, I think that's another thing, though, too, is, like, the foods that we eat are such low frequencies, man. The processed foods.
You're right. God. And how many corn dogs do I fucking eat when I go over there?
I eat dude, microwavable food is even worse because it's processed and it's microwaved, which takes out every fucking vitamin and nutrients that is in the food. So yeah, I'm like a double whammy when it comes to fucking eating shit.
Yeah, we're looking, the noodles that I bring, dude, the amount of fucking sodium in there.
Right.
We just have to stop eating them. Like, our kids asked for them the other day, and we were like, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, we're gonna, I don't know. That's too much, dude.
Yeah.
And I eat them, like, almost daily. It's over 1,000 fucking milligrams of sodium in each little packet, dude.
It's so crazy how you don't think that stuff is bad for you, because it's so readily available, and it's just like, you can't get away from it.
I know.
You just can't.
It's so difficult to live off grid.
It is.
You need money to start with all the place you're going to live off.
Not only that, you have to get seeds that aren't from America, because they GMO every fucking seed that everybody gets.
Fuck.
Every seed that you get pretty much is GMO'd. Yeah. Yeah, they regulate, man. You can't buy,
even the seeds?
You can't buy seeds that are not GMOs. Like, you have to go to, other countries to buy shit. And you won't even be able to get it in this country.
Fuck.
I wonder why that is.
Right? But why?
Ponder that for a minute.
Use your brains, people.
Yeah, really.
They got us by the short hairs on this one.
When it's rough, why control the food control the population, control everything. Once you control the food and the power and all that shit, when we talk about elite, that's who we're talking about. People who own the food, the fucking power, the money, they own everything.
The land. We literally don't own shit here.
Mm-hmm.
We pay on everything and we don't own shit.
Yeah. Was it Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah, man. Oh my gosh.
He was talking about central banks and if they ever took over, if we give them the power, then their children's children will be standing on this continent and not own anything, not own any land or nothing.
And this was in
that's paraphrasing, but yeah.
For reals. And what year was it?
18-something. He was our second or third president.
Yeah. He was already saying shit like this.
Yeah.
It was blowing my mind.
That's the whole reason why they left Europe. Granted, they did it all weird and fucked up. But
Tea Party?
They did what they had to do to get here, but they also tried to get away from all that power. And then giving that power back to the central banks. I don't remember exactly when. I want to say it's around a little bit after the Great Depression.
Okay.
Because they're we don't know what's happening with the banks.
Yep.
So they're like, let's give it to financial people.
Oh my gosh. How did they agree? I mean, I know how they agreed on it. They had no other choice, but it's like... But did they have another choice? They could have done something else. Fuck.
They could have thought about it and came up with another solution, but they didn't.
It wasn't like we were already dying by the droves. They could have waited a couple more days and figured something else out.
And then they started the Federal Reserve, which is just taking all our gold from us.
Mm-hmm. Took it all. We'll buy your gold.
And now our money's backed by what?
It's backed by the good... What the hell was it?
Good faith system.
Good faith system. Yeah.
What is that?
It's what's
a good faith system?
That's, nothing tangible.
Yeah, that's backwards.
That is crazy shit. Who convinced all these men who sat down and all these men of power who agreed on this?
And it goes okay, if money is backed by the good faith system, then it's really worthless if you think about it. So people who have all this money, what do they really have? They have jack shit. They don't have assets because as soon as they can't pay on their fucking housing or their property, they're going to come and take all their shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, who do we owe money to anyways? What's our debt, Who do we owe money? Our debt's, trillions of dollars and growing. It's where is this money going to?
Indeed. Who are we paying?
And why?
And why? Whose pockets is it going into, really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I don't get. Like, if it cost billions of dollars to go to space, okay, or to, like, you know, how are they paying for all this shit? You know, all these private, like, companies, you know, I mean, obviously, that's all you have nowadays.
For real.
NASA doesn't send anybody, hardly. No. If they do, they go on a fucking private.
Yeah, and each one costs how many? Yeah. And each one of these companies is doing it themselves?
Yeah. Where the fuck is this? How do they get these money? How do they get this money?
This amount of money. Yeah. How does the world keep turning?
It is definitely a monopoly, you know, but, like, monopolies eventually crash. You know, they do. Eventually they just fucking crumble.
Or somebody flips the board over.
Somebody flips the board. That game is bullshit. Yeah. Dude. I've never won that game. Maybe that's why I don't win in life.
Oh, man.
I'm winning in life positively in my brain.
For sure. Man, we are now. This is good. We could still be, like, stuck somewhere in fucking another part of America that's, like, bullshit right now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, all the migrants right now that are getting bussed into freaking New York, you know?
Dude, yeah.
Or all those places.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy topic.
Like, aren't there sanctuary cities? Like,
mm-hmm, they are. That's why they're getting busted.
Yeah.
But, like, one of the main arguments is, like, those freaking laws got set up years ago, you know? It's, like, some of the crazy ones here,
put
you know?
Them in the sanctuary cities.
Yeah, it's, like, you they're know, so old.
You know what's so crazy about that? Like, I swear to God, Star Trek, they did this episode.
Yeah?
They did an episode where it was around this time. They came back in time, obviously.
Okay.
And they're sanctuary cities. And they were just full of people that needed jobs, but they didn't want to give them jobs because, for whatever reason.
What the hell?
Because half of them were criminals and half of them weren't. But most of them want to work.
Damn.
And they just put them in these sanctuary cities and closed them off. And they give them food every, like, once a day and shit. Yeah. It's so crazy how, like,
that's
accurate that shit is. Like, what are they going to do with all these people? Like, how are they going to find them all jobs? And, like, how are they going to, you know,
they were already
give them citizenship? Which they should, like. But how are they going to do it? They can't just give them citizenship and expect them to, like, okay, now we got to pay for their income. You know, like, okay, set them up and give them a job, yes. Do they even do that?
It doesn't look like it, nah.
No.
These videos I saw, it was Tyler Oliveira. It was one of his videos, like, he went to the city and I investigated with the city where, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, dude, yeah, there was this by the bus stalls. They were shutting down schools to house them.
That's
and
rough.
Kids were going to be out of school for them to stay. And that's what, like, really pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah,
like,
that's kind of bullshit.
All their taxpayers, all their money.
I mean, it's not bullshit for them to be housed. It's bullshit that their kids are being taken out of school.
It's bullshit. Yeah, yes. It's bullshit that they're letting them in still with no plan.
Right.
No fucking
plan. Yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
Cause
it's not the immigrants' fault. No.
It's not. Because look how far in they got, right?
Yeah.
Look how far in they got.
Yeah,
so
what
already
else are they going to do? Like, say no? But no, don't bring us into your country. You know, no.
Yeah. They already got bussed here multiple times, like, to get to this part, to get to New York where they are. Like, they didn't just show up freaking Ellis Island style. Like,
yeah.
They were like the Mexico border.
Right. They brought them over to
the states. So someone was, yes.
Right.
One of the governments along the way, one of the states,
right,
paid for the money and then was shipped them out. Where they
with no plan on, like, hey, let's build some housing over here. We got this land over here. Let's fucking put houses on there for them and help them build their houses and shit.
Right.
You know?
Nope, none of it. And the money
people
spent.
People in government
are
fucking stupid, man.
The money they spent to bust them out of their state. Just, yeah, your money, my money,
dude,
went right there. For them to be like, hell no, pass the buck.
Like, yeah, if you're going to help people, help them. Don't just, like, stick them in fucking places that they're not going to get any help, you know. Stick them in the schools. Take the kids out of school and put people that don't have jobs yet in schools. Instead of, like, okay, here's your land. Let's put some tents up for now, and then we'll start building houses and, you know, help you guys build houses and shit. How fucking hard is that to figure out?
I don't know.
Same thing with, like, homeless people. They could do that with homeless people. The ones that want to be homeless, you give them, like, a camp area and say, okay, this is your area. You know, we'll set up tents for you and shit. You know, and bathrooms and whatever. And running water or whatever you need. And then just, the people that want to actually get back on their feet, here, you can build a house. You can help us build houses, you know. There's plenty of jobs right there.
So, like, you would designate a spot for the people that want to stay homeless?
Yeah, because if they want to stay homeless, let them stay homeless. Whatever, they can camp out and shit. And then they got to keep their campsite, you know, at least somewhat up to, like, par and shit.
No needles?
Put, like, dumpsters out there. I mean, if there are needles, if there's drugs, whatever, there's drugs everywhere.
That's true.
If they legalize drugs and then they just set them on the streets without any kind of home or anything like that.
Or treatment,
yeah. Exactly. They need treatment more than anything. But, like, most of them don't want treatment, you know, because, I don't know, I think they've just given up. Most of them do.
Mm, I can see that. Yeah, the system failed them. Yeah. Our government failed them.
Yeah, it's for the people, by the people. It's definitely not by the people, I'll tell you that.
Indeed.
And that's the transdimensional homeless. Spermia Man 3000.